Health experts in Japan believe a network of cluster busters are a key part of the country's success in slowing the spread of coronavirus. Despite having the world's oldest population with many living in densely packed cities, the country's managed to keep deaths in the hundreds, not thousands, thanks in part to teams whose skills in contact tracing developed during the fight against tuberculosis have helped track COVID-19. North Asia correspondent Jake Sturmer reports.
In this high school English class in central Japan, there's a few new phrases in the vocabulary list.
Try to keep a distance.
The two-month delay to the start of the school year has been frustrating for students, but at least these ones are back in the classroom. In the region of Kitakyushu, where school resumed 2 weeks ago, almost 100 infections have been detected in the last 10 days. Four schools have been shut down and authorities have already linked one cluster to a primary school where five young classmates were infected. It's this highly effective cluster tracing approach that Japanese health officials say has been a key reason the country had been able to initially suppress the rapid spread of the virus. Professor Hitoshi Oshitani is a member of the Japanese government's COVID-19 advisory panel.
From the beginning, we believed that this virus is not containable because there are many the mild cases or even asymptomatic cases. And the containment is very, very difficult. So that's why we believe that the different approach is necessary for this virus.
Good healthcare and good hygiene have also helped the country keep the number of deaths comparatively low. But the cluster busters, as they've been nicknamed, bought Japan time. Japan has a nationwide network of public health centres that have been around since the 1930s, known as Hokkenjo. Experts say their skills in finding close contacts in the fight against tuberculosis helped against coronavirus. Eventually, in early April, the spread became too overwhelming for the tracers, forcing the borders to be shut and a state of emergency to be declared. Now that emergency declaration has been lifted and the government is looking at easing entry bans for Australia, New Zealand, Thailand and Vietnam, where infections are relatively low. Japanese media reported if business travellers test negative on departure and negative on arrival in Japan, they could be let in, subject to movement restrictions. Professor Shigeru Omi is the head of the Japanese government's coronavirus advisory panel.
Sooner or later, I don't know how soon, we have to open. Then, on what basis we open? I think we have to monitor very closely the level of the transmission of the countries. And if the level of transmission of those countries are more or less under control, it's a time for us to reopen the border.
Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and Prime Minister Scott Morrison are likely to hold a virtual bilateral meeting in the next few months, with getting trade and travel as close to normal as possible. For Australia's biggest two-way trading partner, certain to be on the agenda. This is Jake Sturmer in Tokyo reporting for AM.